Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Right in the bucket.
How y'all not gonna like that? Y'all gonna be crazy, man.
Good morning, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guys join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Yeah. Alan Hahn in for Zubin.
What?
What's that?
I bought a bike and I can't ride it.
Well, you could have rode it
raining
today.
Raining and stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't raining this
misty.
Morning.
Yeah, misty, and then it's supposed to. By the time I leave,
the rain's coming when we're done.
Yeah, so I can't.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
we see people delivering food in the city all the time in the rain.
I look like I deliver food in the rain?
Yeah, what was that supposed to mean, Alan?
Yeah, Alan.
Hey, Alan. What was that supposed to mean?
The idea is, if they can do it, why can't you? Or what, you're special? You can't handle a little rain? Put on a little poncho.
You know, when Key makes, when his lips get tight like that, he's not saying what's really on his mind.
He's holding back.
He's not saying what's really on his mind.
If we were off air, I'd be on blast right now.
You hear that little sound?
Maybe that's why I did that there, because I knew he wouldn't come back at me. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Here's the question.
That's the bucket he put you in, Key. So disrespectful.
I'm uncomfortable right
DoorDash,
now.
DoorDash, Keyshawn, ding dong.
Actually, that would be
great.
What a great commercial that would be.
See, he's trying to put money in your pocket now, Keith.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, I like you.
That's an endorsement. Hey, you're back,
Alan. Endorsement deal. Okay. So all the moves that we've now seen made, whether it's in free agency, also in the draft, we think about now teams going forward. We love to do this. Coaches on the hot seat. Yeah, I know the season doesn't start until September, but let's do it anyway. So which coach now, after all the moves that have been made, has the most to prove this season? Who is there? Who do you look at and think, you better get it done this year after all that's been done for your team or all the expectations now on your team? Key, who would it be? Give me one, maybe one.
But see,
guy.
I want to make it clear. This is not about being fired. I want to be clear here. It's not about a coach being fired, but the pressure
right.
is on them to get their team into a situation that they're competing for a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
My number one target would be Sean McVay out in Los Angeles. And I think when you look at Sean McVay, based on him coming in, boy wonder, and everybody, you stand next to him, he sneezes on you, you get a job. All of that whole little theory that was going on for about a year, year and a half. He was the great old Asian specialist coaching, blah, blah, blah. All that sizzle. He's done well. He's gone to a Super Bowl and a couple playoff appearances. But all fingers pointed to the quarterback and Jared Goff being an issue, which means that I can go to Les Snead now and ask Sean McVay and say, Les, look, I can't win with this guy. There's no way this guy, I can't do it. I got to find a guy. So they pick up the phone. They call and try to see if Aaron Rodgers is available. Click. They hang up on him. They say, okay, we'll go get Matthew Stafford. They traded Jared Goff away after 2 years of giving him $100+ million.
And they painted him as the problem.
And they painted him as the problem. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, now you get what you want. And anything less, in my opinion, based up on the haul that you gave, anything less than winning the division and going to the Super Bowl is a complete failure as far as I'm concerned. Because Jared Goff just took you to the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
So not the NFC Championship, but the Super Bowl. You've got to anything get less to the Super Bowl.
Anything less than getting to the Super Bowl. Anything less than getting to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Is because if I'm replacing you and bringing in Jay better get it done because you're doing a good job. Now, all of a sudden, I want Jay, and Jay is
– But Goff wasn't apparently doing a good job. That was the problem. All last year we read about the rift between them.
You say he wasn't doing a good job, right? You were not satisfied with Jared Goff.
Okay.
Let's assume Jared Goff was the problem holding him back. And you got tired of trying to fix a guy that took you to a Super Bowl and a guy that's won the division a couple times and took you to the playoff. Mm-hmm. You got tired. I can't do it anymore. You gave up what you gave up to get Matthew Stafford. So to me, that tells me with your defense, by the way, you lose your defensive coordinator bringing Raheem Morris, and Coach Staley is now with the Los Angeles Chargers. To me, you have told me, Jay, that Jared Goff is the problem. And if I can get something better than Jared Goff, we're going to the Super Bowl. That's what you're telling me.
All right. So Sean McVay is one.
I like that one, Key. That's a good one. You're from L.A., beautiful weather, the shades.
I'm not a Rams fan, though.
I feel that, though.
New stadium.
But at the end of the day, tell him, Allen. Tell him, Allen. Tell him, Allen. Play the sound, Allen. Tell him. Tell him, Allen.
Allen, that's your
Allen,
cue.
That's your cue, Allen. I don't think
now, let everybody know Yates. That you're not talking to me.
No, I was Yates. Talking. Yeah, I'm talking to Allen
now
Yates.
People listening to radio
our sound
going,
guy.
What the hell's Han doing
supposed
wrong?
Supposed to come in with the thing. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. That's L.A. Key. I want to talk about America's team. America. Talk about a team that yesterday we got into a conversation about.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
How you gonna play it 10 minutes wrong, after wrong, I didn't gave you the
wrong,
damn cue?
There's a delay. There's a bit of a delay.
You're wrong. Now just let it play.
You're wrong.
Jeez.
I wonder who Allen's gonna blame on that one.
Yep. Too bad it wasn't Allen, but continue.
Oh, Allen throwing somebody else under the bus. I love it. All right.
Was it James?
Was it
James?
That wasn't my fault.
I don't want to turn us on each
Listen,
other like this.
Allen told me it was ready to go, and apparently it wasn't ready to go.
Oh,
so I'm just gonna throw
now
back.
We're gonna have
this
problems.
Is what happens.
We need to have a camera in the control room.
The whole segment
these
is derailed now. The whole segment. Just
Evan's sitting there.
This is ridiculous.
All right, let's
he
go.
He really
Jay.
Chaps my. Never mind.
He likes it.
He chaps my. It just it gets me every. That. It gets me every time. Every time I hear it.
Your point being.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we got into this conversation about how great of a draft they had. Yeah. You know, does their defense just need to be top 15 for them to go further than what they were last year? They re-signed Dak Prescott. We talked about Dak Prescott every damn day. Mm-hmm. Every damn day. Key had to sit up here and lament multiple times. He's not going anywhere. He's going back to Dallas. This is America's team. Let me tell you about Mike McCarthy. Last year, Key was ready to fire him mid-season. To fire him mid-season. His record over the last three seasons, 17-26-1. This is the NFC East. You better win the damn NFC East. You better win it. I heard Greeny yesterday talking about he thinks the Washington football team is going to win the NFC East. No, the Cowboys have all the talent to win the NFC East. Can they win a playoff game? Sure. If they don't live up to expectations this year after you fired your DC, you brought in your guy Dan Quinn, you brought in somebody else, he's going to retool the defense. I understand. I'm going to be patient. It's not going to all happen in one year. But if you don't get a playoff win, if you don't win that division, oh, Mike McCarthy, you're out. You're out. They were ready to have him out last year, Key. Were you not ready to have him out last year?
Well, I thought at the time that he probably should have been gone based on what they were doing, and he couldn't get them to play better when Kyle Shanahan had no team and his team looked like they were trying to compete and coach him up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to let Mike McCarthy coast a little bit and see what happens.
But I'll tell you what, though,
as much as we talk about this team, they're the most polarizing team in the NFL now.
That's it. And that's why that's a great take, because of that. Because of the fact that Cowboy Nation, you think they're going to sit back now? Like
different, though.
With that division, with Dak now in the fold, with that offense, yeah. No, I think there'll be a lot of pressure on Mike McCarthy to prove something.
That pressure, though, is a little bit different than Sean McVay's pressure.
How?
Because the expectations for the Cowboys is like get better, win the division, advance into the second round of the playoff type. The expectations for the Rams based on what was holding them back was one guy.
Mm.
The Cowboys needed 20 different pieces.
Yeah, their defense.
They needed all this sort of stuff and got
to
come together.
Healthy.
You need one guy in L.A., and that was the quarterback. Yeah. And the quarterback that you selected is Matthew Stafford, who had a hell of a career in Detroit. And if you ask – most people that cover the sport would say he was in Detroit. If he had this, if he'd be good, he was one of the top five quarterbacks. Okay. Well, you got all
now
that
you got
down.
It. Now you got it.
Well, let's see what happens.
No, both. I think both are great takes because, again, talking about the crucible that you're in Dallas, and for you, it's obviously for Key, it's McVay. And that's your quarterback is your – they were married, he and Goff.
Yeah.
And then they had a divorce.
Yep.
You got what you wanted. You got the kids. Great. Well, you better now.
That was aggressive.
That was very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Speaking from experience.
Yeah.
So what you had now, though, is you have him and you have the quarterback, and now he's got to prove that it was Goff all along, that McVay wasn't part of the problem. Can I throw quickly one name out there?
Yeah, sure.
Bill Belichick. Just Bill Belichick. Not that he, like you said, not that he's going to get fired.
He's going to get fired.
But prove that you still got it.
Free agency, all the moves that they made, the draft.
Still got
yes,
I think a lot of people.
They spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to look at Bill Belichick and say, does he still have the fastball? Why would he re-sign Cam Newton? They're going back to the traditional style because they drafted Mac Jones. Well, no, they're not going back to Mac Jones style. Sorry, maybe 3 years from now, but not this year. That all of those sort of things. Yep. And Tom Brady won the Super Bowl without him. So it looks as though, you know, that argument, it was all Brady and not Belichick.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The stress level to prove, and maybe Bill doesn't feel this way.
He doesn't, but.
But the stress level to prove that I'm that dude.
Yeah, squelching.
Yeah.
Squelching.
I'm going to fix Cam Newton, even though y'all say he can't play anymore. I'm going to show y'all ass.
Don't let Tua have a good year for Miami. Don't let Miami start to continue to build, and then the Bills are building, and then you have the Patriots.
A lot of conversations around the NFL, no doubt, but one of them could also be, who will be closer to a Super Bowl? Let's give you a couple of options. The Broncos with Aaron Rodgers or the Raiders with Aaron Rodgers. We're going to do Take Your Pick. That is next after Keyshawn has this from Goodyear.
Goodyear knows when the season starts heating up, so do the possibilities. Playoff hopefuls are beginning to emerge and contenders are solidifying their position. From here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, or the perfect shot. It takes momentum to build up to that moment, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
Coming up this morning with Greeny, Tampa Bay Buccaneer tight end Rob Gronkowski. Gronk, this morning with Greeny at 11:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Take your pick. It's Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin. We are brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Time for some Straight Talk. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Home run in the ninth, good. Straight Talk Wireless offers 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. So let's play it and take your pick today. It's who's closer to winning the Super Bowl. So let's start Browns or Ravens?
Browns. Browns are closer to winning the Super Bowl than the Ravens. I still haven't seen them add a big wide receiver target that we all know Lamar Jackson really needs. And the one thing that people aren't talking about with the Browns, OBJ is still there. Him, Jarvis Landry, with the way that they play, with Nick Chubb, with Kareem Hunt, with the way they run the ball, watching the progressions that Baker Mayfield has had in his game, it is time for the Browns. Oh, and Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, they just added.
Yes,
yeah,
that helps
to that
massively.
Defense, right.
I would think it would be the Browns, but I'm going to say the Ravens in this situation. I think when you go out, you draft a young guy like Bateman out of Minnesota that gives him the larger target. Julio Jones could be available after June 1st. So when you start to think about what you have in a former MVP in Lamar Jackson, the passing game, again, I'll mention this. Keith Williams, just remember this name, who is in control of the passing game for the Baltimore Ravens, along with T. Martin coming over to teach the wide receivers. I think you will start to see that. Although they did lose some guys on the defensive side of the ball, if they can shore that up, I think the Ravens are closer than the Browns, even though the Browns made a lot of offseason additions.
Can we please go to that game, those games this year? I would love to go to a Ravens-Browns game this year for KJZ. I'm just putting it out there.
You going to wear the mask?
Yoda. Wear the mask, yeah.
Yoda.
Yeah, you I'll wear that? The Yoda mask. If you would like, Key, would you like for me to wear the Yoda mask?
Where, though? Would you rather see it in the dog pound or would you rather see it in Baltimore?
Well, it doesn't really matter as long as it's not past September.
Fair point.
If it's past September, then I'm going to watch it on TV.
That division, though. I mean, I'd go to Pittsburgh, too. All right, how about this one? Closer to winning the Super Bowl, and you can join the conversation, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Giants or Cowboys?
I'm going to say the Cowboys. The Cowboys are closer. I think the quarterback is better, certainly. We don't know what Ezekiel Elliott, the offensive line, will look like, but I'm betting that they're better. I think the skill position, receiver positions for the Dallas Cowboys are better than the Giants, a retooled defense. Both of them have issues on the defensive side, but then I'm going to lean toward a veteran coach in Dan Quinn on the defensive side of the ball, along with Mike McCarthy, a former Super Bowl winning coach, against Joe Judge and Jason Garrett.
Pains me to say as a Giants fan, but I would agree with you, Key, on the Cowboys. And you just made mention of it. This is all about Dan Quinn. I mean, I know what that offense can do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that offense is electrifying.
Yep.
And the way that if Dak Prescott comes back with the way he was before he got hurt, woo, with those pieces, it's all about their defense. Can their defense be marginal? Marginal. Right. That's right. What we're asking right. for.
Just don't suck.
Mediocrity. Yeah. That's what we're asking for, Dallas.
Let's stay in the NFC East as we do take your pick. Closer to winning a Super Bowl, the Eagles or Washington?
Oh, I think right now it – look, neither, right? But I'm going to say for this game, I'm going to say the Washington football team. I think the defensive right. side can carry. Look, this is my belief. I need a guy at the quarterback position to not screw it up. Ryan Fitzpatrick really isn't that answer. He could probably do some things here and there, but that defense is what is going to carry the team. When you think about it, run the football, a quarterback that will not make any mistakes, although he makes a lot of them to the other team. But if you can keep those mistakes down, they can make a huge run with the defensive side of the ball for them.
It just manages the game.
Yeah, I feel like we constantly disrespect Ryan Fitzmagic. Like, I do.
Disrespect?
Well, because there were a lot of open quarterback scenarios last year, and every time I threw his name in, people were like, he's not the one I want. stop with the Ryan Fitzpatrick stuff, Jay Will. Like, I've had it. From Key, from Evan, our producer, I used to like watching him last year.
Jay
Miami.
Will.
He
Jay,
had them in a
Jay,
position.
Stop. He is gum Jay. On your shoe.
You he had them in a position. You can't get rid of him.
You just can't.
Jay.
Serviceable, Key.
Right.
Can he be serviceable with that defense? I got 99 problems, and Chase Young is all of them, damn it.
He can be serviceable, but he's not going to be serviceable. Okay? He'll give you 4 touchdowns and turn around and give you 10 interceptions to the other team. He's cool. I like him. He got the beard. He's smart. He went to Harvard. All that. I get it.
Went to Harvard.
But no. No. Hell no. No.
Okay. Keyshawn does not believe.
I knew he would come back around on that.
How about this one? Take
that
your
dude
pick.
Play for every team in the league, man. Come on.
Take your pick. Closer to winning. Again, it's just winning a Super Bowl. Closer to winning a Super Bowl. The Bears or the Vikings? Feels like.
Oh.
Again.
What trajectory are they on?
Again. This is almost like the last two teams,
yes,
right? The,
yeah.
the Eagles and the
That's all
Washington
we're saying
football
closer
team.
To winning.
I would say the Minnesota Vikings would be closer to winning. See, that's bad.
Yeah.
They had a good draft, though. Vikings had a good draft.
No, I'm going to say the Chicago Bears are closer to winning the Super Bowl. Justin Fields is going to be inserted into the lineup at some point in time, like Lamar Jackson was for Joe Flacco, give them some – whatever that is, the players get excited when they see a guy like that start to run around and just do what he does with his athletic ability. The quarterback play will come. The quarterback play will come. What people want to see in rhythm, oh, he can make all the throws, that's going to come. You have a dual threat there that causes problems for defense. And so I would say Chicago.
I just can't go from 2 weeks calling Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace inept. Two, all of a sudden, now they have a good draft pick, right. And they get Justin Fields. Like, they're closer to winning the Super Bowl. I hear what Key's saying, and it makes sense. It's just the dichotomy between those two worlds so quickly exists. Blows my mind. I was going to go with Kirk Cousins. And, look, I don't know what the longevity of Kirk Cousins is there. Obviously, I think there's a big question for that franchise moving forward. But him, Dalvin Cook, I just feel like they have more pieces than what Chicago has currently offensively.
Okay, how about this one? in the AFC East. Patriots, Dolphins.
I'd say the New England Patriots. I'm sorry to say it. I'll say it and continue to say it. Bill Belichick and what they want to do now, not Tom Brady from the last 20 years,
yep.
What they want to do now with Cam Newton. They started at the beginning of the season doing some of the same things they did with Brady. It doesn't look like it to y'all that are watching because Cam Newton's delivery style is different. But they were running the same offense to a degree. They didn't change offensive courses until he came back off COVID and they said, you know what, man? You're throwing the ball in the dirt. We can't win this way. Whatever's wrong with you, we're going to run the ball and we're going to be aggressive. They got all those players back. They went out and signed guys. They drafted well. I would certainly say Bill Belichick and Cam Newton.
I would agree. I think Jalen Waddle was a great pickup for Miami in the draft. They've told me that they think he was the second best player in the draft. I think that's a bold statement behind Trevor Lawrence, but okay, that's their opinion. They drafted him. I get it. I still think the evolution of Tua. How will Tua be this year in the league? Like, is his hip fully healthy? Will he have that same pop on the ball that we saw back when he played in college? That's a huge question for them. I give the advantage to Cam because people will just remember Cam COVID, like he said. Mm-hmm. People don't remember what Cam was before COVID started to happen. They were rolling.
Yeah, and also with Tua, remember, he didn't even play an entire season last year.
Agreed.
So you're still waiting for him to play
because
an
who was
entire
there?
Season.
Oh,
Ryan Fitzpatrick,
God.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's throw the
glue guy.
How about let's throw the Bills in there. If you're saying Patriots, how about Patriots-Bills?
The Bills?
Winning a Super Bowl. Winning.
Stop. Why are you even thinking? Are you really thinking about this?
Because of the coach.
Bills are good. They had a nice momentum going, right?
Wow.
They ran into Kansas City. I get it.
You're about to say it's a fluke, kind of. You're about to say this.
They played Indianapolis at home with a 70-year-old quarterback. I understand. We like the Buffalo Bills and Bills Mafia, but I like the New England Patriots. I just do. Cam Newton wins that game if he puts the ball in the left arm instead of the right. They win. They beat Buffalo.
They win that individual matchup. Do they have a better season than Buffalo?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily
Buffalo
say
had a great season. They got
Buffalo had a great season. There's no question about it. But I just like what New England has done, spending the money, getting their players back. And I trust that dude, man. I trust Bill Belichick. I'm sorry.
We're just talking about Josh Allen being involved in an MVP conversation. There was a time when Dan Orlovsky was close to being.
Dan ain't on this show.
I know.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, Zoom in, brought to you by Progressive.
Let's get
no
one more.
Dan, nowhere
I understand
here.
That.
Let's get one more in here because this is an interesting one. The Broncos with Aaron Rodgers or the Raiders with Aaron Rodgers? Which team would be closer?
But see, here's what I would say about that, though.
What did they give up?
You got to give up. Who's giving up what?
All right, well.
Okay, let's just
hypothetically.
Yeah, I get
just put Aaron Rodgers on a team. Just exchange quarterbacks.
Drop them in.
Even though that's not reality.
I'm going to say
Denver.
The Raiders.
Who?
If John Gruden, it would be the Raiders. It would be the Raiders.
Because of John Gruden? You're
talking about just draft picks and it's nothing
it's
personnel-wise.
It's
going to be huge.
If you replace Carr for Rodgers, even though Carr is fire and I like him, some guys like Aaron Rodgers just has that it factor that gets everybody else around them playing at a different
Tom
level.
Tom Brady in Tampa.
Putting
up prolific numbers, but he comes in and kind of changes the culture.
He gets a great running
back.
It's good.
But with the idea, like you said, that it could cost you half your roster, it could cost you major. All right, let me ask this one. The Broncos with Aaron Rodgers or the Packers with Jordan Love? Considering that the Broncos might have to gut some of what they got and send it to Green Bay. That's all I'm saying. It's hypothetical.
I'm still going to Denver.
Roster.
Did you hear what Key said yesterday? He said some people on the team didn't think Jordan Love belonged on the field.
Thanks.
Not just the team, people that's there, not just playing on the team. People that are there in the building.
I like it.
I ain't throwing nothing out there. This ain't hot take for me. I don't need to be on the internet. I'm just telling you what I know factually,
facts.
Jay. Facts. Yes. I'm not guessing.
Set the man literally on the internet right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 if you want to get involved in the conversation.
People can't see it.
It's like Will Chamberlain all of a sudden with that. No, right. Whatever. Keyshawn J. Wilson presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. So the NFL draft, it's only 51 weeks away. It seems like it's the biggest thing we've got going here. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Already.
But you know what? It's not too early to start doing some mocks.
I was going
to
say.
One of our good friends of the show already has one coming out. So we'll discuss that
after
SportsCenter.
Giannis driving, scores with a foul. Blew it right by Jeff Green, who bumped him. Bucks have regained an 8-point lead. 6:16 to play. 112-104. Giannis up to 32.
That's Outstanding on WTMJ. Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks beat the Nets again. 112-104. Brooklyn with a third straight loss. It's his longest losing streak of the season. Giannis went for 36, 12 rebounds. KD at 32. Kyrie at 38. Also in the NBA, sources are saying LeBron James expected to miss back-to-back games coming up against the Clippers and Blazers, all to rest an ankle that continues to bother him. The Lakers and LeBron will continue to evaluate the injury and then proceed cautiously as the Lakers ramp up for the postseason, according to sources, and are trying to avoid that 7-10 play. And Friday's game against the Blazers, a critical game in that. On to baseball, Keyshawn's Dodgers.
Yeah.
In trouble. Ace Clayton Kershaw, he lasted just one inning against the Cubs.
Chased him.
The shortest start of his career, and that includes 361 starts. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Time for some Straight Talk. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Home run in the ninth, good. Straight Talk offers 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. We didn't make mention of it. Today's Cinco de Mayo. We didn't make mention of it.
Mm. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Margarita time, baby.
Mm.
That's right. Mm. Guess I'll be going somewhere. Yes. Mesquina,
probably. Ooh. KJZ ESPN Radio. The guy's just realizing that today is May
Cinco
5th,
de Mayo.
Which
yes.
is Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. It's Margarita Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, but it could be Margarita. Taco Tuesday on Wednesday.
I don't know.
If you wanted to do that.
It's just, I get excited about margaritas, that's all. That's whatever day it is.
I found a spot.
Where?
I'll share it with you. It's a cold spot, though.
Ooh.
I found one just happened to just, I was looking a couple Tuesdays ago and did the whole Google Yelp, the whole thing. Found a spot, Jay.
Okay.
I feel.
Small little.
Is Alan invited?
I feel left out of the conversation.
I invited Alan.
Looked at you saying, I'll tell you about it. It's like, we'll talk later when we're away.
No, I invited you to dinner, sort of, kind of.
Never did.
No, because when I called you, it said, hey, where are you? You said, I'm at home. I'm like, how far are you? Told me. And I was like, well, he ain't coming away. Let's just forget it. You were like an hour away.
At least
you're not
he called
coming.
You. He doesn't
you're not
call me.
Coming to me to have something to eat for 2 hours for an hour of travel time. It doesn't make any sense. I wouldn't do you like that.
But I got socks, though.
That's why the Jet socks make up for everything.
Makes up for everything.
Great
Way
logo.
Better than a dinner. Matt Miller joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Matt. Happy Cinco de Mayo. And you and I can enjoy margaritas somewhere while these guys
see you all buttoned up, Matt. What's going on? What's the special occasion?
Why is it tie so tight?
Fancy.
Man, leave the man tie alone.
Last night, we did a draft grade show, and Mel made fun of the fact that I never wear a tie on camera. So today, tie all day.
No, we do not need to wear suits and ties talking sport.
Yes.
I want to see Matt Miller in the comfy gear on the couch with some popcorn breaking it down.
Well, you
need to come to Missouri, and we'll do that. We'll put the hoodies on. We'll watch film.
Well, I'd be careful with
that. I like that.
You said hoodies.
Hey,
you
Matt,
hoodies.
It's never too early to talk about next year's draft, right? It's never too early for that. So
never.
As we went through a heavy quarterback draft this year, we wondered some teams that didn't draft quarterbacks. So as we're looking now a year from now and projecting to see who will it be, what are teams that are going to be looking for quarterbacks in next year's draft?
Yeah, I think that's the point, Alan. We had a lot of teams that did not have the opportunity or just chose not to. The Denver Broncos passed on Justin Fields. They took Patrick Surtain. The Washington football team did not trade up to get Justin Fields. They'll be looking to next year's draft. And then we have the teams where you have some older guys. Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, likely going to be his last year. I don't believe in the players they have behind him as long-term options. The New Orleans Saints, rolling with Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill, they could definitely be in the quarterback market next year as well. Then you have teams like Detroit. They didn't take a quarterback this year. They have a ton of picks next year. The Atlanta Falcons did not take a quarterback this year. They could be looking for Matt Ryan's successor next year, depending on how this year goes. But there is already a heavy list of teams when you run through the depth charts of not even looking at worst-case scenarios, but these teams that are already staring in the face of, we got to find the quarterback for next year. And smart teams are evaluating quarterbacks 2 years ahead of time. I know the New York Jets, when they drafted Sam Darnold, they've been on him for 2 years, watching, learning about him. Now, obviously, that one didn't work out. But that's what teams are doing right now, is they're looking ahead to next year and trying to figure out who the guys are.
Matt, I noticed your list of quarterbacks that are available for next year. Clearly not in order, but you have Sam Howell from UNC and Carson Strong from Nevada, which I like Carson a lot. I've seen him out west. Spencer Rattler seemed like he's been at Oklahoma for like 17,000 years. It'll be right. Interesting to get his birth certificate and find out his age at some point.
He's Van Wilder.
Kadon Slovis from USC and Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati and Malik Willis from Liberty. And I noticed that you did not have Jalen Daniels from ASU on there, which I think is somewhat a poor man's Lamar Jackson right now. What is up with that?
No, I agree with you. And he is just a little undersized right now. I think that's the key, is he's been, what, 6'1", 185. Need to see him a little more filled out. And it was hard last year with that Pac-12 schedule. I'm waiting for just that production bump from him. I thought his freshman year under Herm Edwards, he was fantastic. If he gets back to that, then we could see him be that quarterback who rises above the established names that you just listed. So I think Malik Willis at Liberty, Jalen Daniels at Arizona State are the two players that, if you're looking toward that mobile, dual threat type quarterback, whether that's Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, that type of player, those are the two guys who could rise through this. And Malik Willis at Liberty, if you guys haven't had a chance to watch him yet, his film is electric. So, Key, you might even like him more. His running ability is fantastic. The arm strength is enormous. He's just got to dial things in a little bit. I would say Jalen Daniels is the same. Cut down on some of the miscues from last year. Not necessarily turnovers, but miscues. If he gets that production bump in year three, I think his stock is going to shoot through the roof. Mm.
Okay, Matt. Give us a wild card among these following teams. Who could be most likely to be drafting a quarterback in the first round next year? Packers, Seahawks, Cardinals, Giants, or Dolphins?
Oh, man, that's tough. I think it would probably be the Giants of those teams. They're going to have two first-round picks next year. And I love Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones has gotten a bad rap. But has he been that good? Really hasn't. He's been okay. And there's a lot of excuses, right, of, well, he didn't have an offensive line. Okay, he does now. Well, he doesn't have pass catchers. Well, he does now, right? They're loaded now. So there are no more excuses for Danny Dimes. It's time to get out there and make plays, not like that one. So I think, you know, this offense last year, they got slow out of the gate. They've got to finish this year. And for Daniel Jones, it's year three. It's time to take that step. And otherwise, you know, they're starting to think about long term here. And next year they have the draft capital that, if he's not the guy, they can now go get their player. It's going to be a lot like the Sam Darnold situation of, is the cost of Daniel Jones on a second contract better than the rookie quarterbacks? That's the conversation that they'll have to have with all the capital that they'll have.
Okay, let's consolidate it. Seahawks or Packers? I'm making you make a choice.
Seahawks. The Packers like Jordan Love. Packers like
Come
Jordan
on,
Love, Jay. So
Jordan
he's
Love
not going anywhere.
That's it. He's the answer. He's the key.
Come I on. Don't, but
I'm asking you what you like.
Oh, I don't like Jordan Love, but they pissed off Aaron Rodgers for Jordan Love. They're going with Jordan Love. Come on, let's be honest, right? And the Seahawks don't have a guy. So if Russell Wilson decides next year that the nano bubbles aren't working and it's time to get somewhere else, then they don't have a guy. Geno Smith is not the answer, right? Smith. So if we're looking at a team that could use a young quarterback, it's Seattle.
You know, a team that could have used a young quarterback in the draft if they don't pick up Aaron Rodgers is the Denver Broncos. How surprised are you that they passed on a quarterback at 9?
I think that's the only logical reason that they did not draft Justin Fields or Mac Jones, is they believe they're in on the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes if and when that happens. And we've heard he wants to get out west. I don't know if y'all have ever flown from Kansas City to Los Angeles. Denver is not on the West Coast. It's not anywhere close. So I don't know how they got lumped into that.
It
but
is,
if
though,
they
Matt.
Get,
Matt, it's an
oh, no.
hour.
Thank you, Matt.
It's the West Coast,
no, Matt,
Matt.
Don't let him do that to you, Matt.
It's
I said it.
An hour and a half
Stay
from
strong,
L.A.,
Matt.
Matt.
Stay strong.
We take commuter flights
what
to
kind
Denver
of player are you
all
on?
The time. It's so fast.
Yeah, I don't know. We slow down going that way. I think you hit the jet stream coming west to east.
It's
and
so
it's
easy, man. That's the West Coast.
Right? Man, it's a four-hour flight from here to L.A. So
oh, God, no.
I don't know what happened.
Denver's so not four
I will
hours.
Say, no, from Kansas City, and Denver's like an hour from here. Anyway, I do think that Denver not drafting a quarterback probably says that they believe that they can at least get in on what Aaron Rodgers is doing. Or, you know, maybe George Payton says, we'll see what Drew Lock can do for another year. And next year's quarterback class doesn't have Trevor Lawrence, but it has a lot of players. I mean, we've ripped off seven or eight names already of players who we're watching at the quarterback position for next year. So I think that's just smart to be patient. They bring in Teddy as like a solid backup. And with Drew Lock, last year wasn't pretty. He was without Cortland Sutton. I think they have to hope that a full offseason, a preseason, just more time for him to acclimate. Remember, heading into his rookie year, he had an injury, didn't get to play early. So not to make excuses for Drew Lock. The turnovers are ugly. He's got to be a lot more conservative with the football. But I think they have to hope that a little more time for him to develop, maybe some good things could happen.
All right, Matt, I have to ask you the Jet question. Did they find their quarterback, or next year are we going to be doing this all over again?
We won't be doing it next year. I don't know that they found their quarterback. Zach Wilson does a lot of really nice things. He makes a lot of throws where – you wonder if when he's not playing North Alabama, if those are going to be intercepted, right? That's the key here. Is it Patrick Mahomes or is it Drew Lock? So no one can look at you, Allen, and be like, we got our guy. Because a lot of the things that Zach does, they're either going to translate and he's going to be great, or they're not going to translate and he's going to be terrible. There's no middle ground with Zach Wilson.
Matt, you just
who booked this guy? Who got this guy on the show?
Oh my God. You just stressed Evan and Allen out so much.
But the great thing.
Bye, Matt. Sorry, we'll talk to you in 50 weeks.
Yeah. But like I told you all
that's
along.
That's awesome, Matt. You know, we were on the same page when it comes to the Denver isn't the West Coast thing, but you just ruined my day and pretty much up until next April ruined all that too. So other than
Elijah
that,
Moore's
great spot
really
on the
though.
Show, though. Great spot.
Got Elijah Moore, though.
Yeah, that's
Elijah
awesome.
Moore.
Nobody throw it to him.
See, they should have just kept Sam.
Matt, great stuff. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
see ya.
That's awesome. I'm going to go walk on the pier now. But we're also going to play Caller Roulette coming up next. That's always fun. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. KJZ, ESPN
Matt
Radio.
Matt can rock the hoodie in Missouri. Key and I,
ESPN
so
2 on your television.
It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point, and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, it's the fun part of the show, Caller Roulette, where the callers, the listeners, take over the show. It's Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So it's your turn to join us on the hotline. We spin the wheel. Let's go. Line four.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, line.
Go ahead. Line four. No.
They were talking.
I don't know. He tried to talk and then just.
All right, let's spin the wheel.
Up on him. Got to be ready. Got to be ready. Line three.
Hey, y'all. All right. I am getting sick and tired of this Zach Wilson slander. He didn't play anybody. I mean, who did North Dakota State play? My high school team?
Well, you know what? I get it. I understand exactly what you're saying. It in terms of Zach Wilson at BYU playing lesser competition, Trey Lance at North Dakota State playing lesser competition, and people are speaking more on Zach Wilson about his lesser competition. But Trey Lance, we talk about that as well. I just think that when you look at it for what Trey Lance is as a project to a degree, future where Zach Wilson is right now underneath the center, that's why people are bashing, and not necessarily bashing, but kind of lukewarm on what he would be at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, that part I understand, but to say like if you played at a smaller school or not a Power Five that you couldn't be a good NFL player is naive. Because
that's not true.
The Hall of Fame is littered with players from that, and there's a lot of undrafted guys.
I think it's the position, though.
Because of quarterback?
Yeah.
How did Josh Allen do out of Wyoming? Who did he play?
It's Josh Allen took him 2.5 years to really – so I think that is what – and Josh Allen is 6'5" or 6'6" or whatever it is.
I am not disputing the concern about Zach Wilson. In fact, I have that. I'm just saying the idea of where did he play.
His shoulders are really small.
Narrow.
Small.
Yeah.
I like to say small.
Mm. He's narrow. Yeah. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. We play Call the Roulette right now. Let's spin the wheel. Line five.
Or not.
How you doing, gentlemen?
How you doing?
I'm here to tell you that the New York Jets should have taken Justin Fields with that number two pick.
That's my biggest concern, is not only that, but Trey Lance. And the fact that what does Kyle Shanahan see? And maybe he's a project. Maybe it'll take a year. But if he turns into a superstar and you passed on him one pick later and your guy doesn't – like if this is Ken O'Brien and Dan Marino, this would just be so typical, Key. This would be so typical.
Ken O'Brien was okay.
He was okay.
He wasn't Dan Marino.
But he wasn't Dan Marino.
I get it.
So that's my point, is because you had the two pick and there was a team that – moved up, knowing, like, you have a relationship. They knew who you were taking. They moved up to three. They wanted their guy.
But
it kind of makes you wonder. And what I said earlier,
felt like
I trust other people more than I trust myself with these judgments.
Some people felt that they even reached out to the 49ers, reached out to the Jets to move up to two to take Zach Wilson. Some people feel that way. The 49ers wanted Zach Wilson, but once they realized that the Jets were not going to move off the two spot, they settled for the three spot and really dove in to do their due diligence.
Can you confirm that, some people?
I can't confirm, nor will I deny.
So you might be hearing some things?
No, I'm telling you what I know.
Okay.
Is they wanted to make a play at two, but the 49ers couldn't get to two.
That makes me feel better. Spin it. Line one.
I believe what you guys meant is that what two teams is going to have the best playoff record next season, because Mahomes and my Paul Brady will be going to the Super Bowl.
I don't know what he said. What we meant?
Yeah.
I don't know
who will have a better playoff record.
When did we say that?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, we'll spin one more time. It sounds like it was Brady and Mahomes coming back from the Super Bowl again.
Listeners be hearing what they want to hear.
Yeah, it's
so funny.
It's early in some places. Line two.
Hey, guys, you know, my issue is that the AFC North is going to be a titan except for Pittsburgh this year, and everybody's sleeping on the Bengals when they've got one of the best receiving cores in the entire NFL with T. Higgins, Boyd, Jamar Chase, and Auden Tate, not to mention Joe Mixon at running back. Even if they have just a mediocre offensive line because the upgrades don't do much, that's still an attack people are really going to have to worry about.
wake me up when they make the playoffs, man, because I'm going to still be sleeping.
You need to kind of get there
first. Yeah, you got
to
wake me up. Yeah.
Real quick. Let's spin it again. Line four.
Someone please buy Keyshawn a globe, an atlas, MapQuest, Google Maps. Man, just
Denver.
My kids have got
Denver
a little table
is in
map.
LA, man. Dude,
something, right?
LA, Denver, hour and a half flight. Hey, get on the plane, man.
Yeah.
Maybe Alexa, 2 hours, man.
Alexa, is Denver on the West Coast?
Yes. AFC West.
The answer would be no.
AFC West.
It's the division.
AFC
it's
West.
It's not the coast.
AFC West.
It's separated by a mountain range.
2 hours, 20 AFC minutes West. Nonstop.
Let's talk NBA and the latest on LeBron next.